This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
Throughout the course of one's life, circumstances can become so overwhelming and sometimes heartbreaking. For some, it has caused suicide to be the answer and solution to end these disappointments. And sadly, suicide has become a leading cause of injury and death. It's the number one killer for those between the ages of 15 and 49. It's greater than cancer. It kills an American every 13 minutes. And 22 veterans kill themselves every day, about 8,000 per year. While 1 million Americans will attempt suicide annually. So, what's missing in the lives of so many that, if could be found, might be able to minimize the horrific trauma suicide causes? Stay with us as we attempt to present a solution for preventing suicide on today's program.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our family. To help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Mike James.
Hi, welcome to another edition of the Armor of God. We're glad you could join us for today's program. The topic of discussion today is suicide. Now, what is suicide? It's intentionally causing the death of yourself. I want to talk about it because it is a major problem in the world today. Many people are trying to kill themselves. Many people have suicidal tendencies, and it's something we need to talk about because the only solution is Jesus Christ, and that's what I want to talk about today. Now, when we look at suicide, many who commit suicide are suffering from various mental ailments. Depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia. We also have many people who are suffering from alcoholism, drug addiction. People who have financial difficulties will have suicidal tendencies. And even those who are involved in marriages, who suffer divorce, interpersonal relationships are also a major cause of why people kill themselves. We've even seen, tragically, a lot of young people over the last few years kill themselves due to bullying incidents, whether bullying is occurring on the internet, bullying occurring in schools. And we want to try to look for the signs and the signals that are out there that can let us know that someone may be suffering from these types of tendencies so we can try to get them on a better path in life. And part of that path should include Jesus Christ. Now, what I'd like to do is just offer you some statistics on suicide. In the year 2013, 842,000 people worldwide committed and were successful in reaching suicide. It's the 10th leading cause of death, according to some statistics that I was researching, and 10 to 20 million people attempt suicide every year. Now, that's a lot of people. This is a problem that needs to be addressed. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't give you other examples of people killing themselves outside of this realm that I've just been talking about. You may have heard of kamikaze pilots during World War II who'd fly their airplanes into U.S. ships. We see that within Japanese culture in the Middle Ages during the samurai period, where a samurai warrior who had caused some problem or had done something wrong would commit hara-kiri by sticking a knife into his midsection and pulling it across in order to commit suicide. In Indian culture, years ago, sati used to be practiced, and this is where a woman who's married to a man would throw herself on the funeral pyre of her husband during his funeral. Now, India has tried to eradicate this particular practice, but there is some practice of this even to this day. We also know about suicide bombers today, Islamic suicide bombers who are blowing themselves up in cars, in planes. They are putting suicide vests on their bodies and blowing themselves up. But the suicide that I want to focus on today is the type where the individual is just despondent, depressed. They've had enough with life. There is no religious reason that they are doing this. They are doing this just because of feeling that life doesn't have anything more for them. So that's what we're going to focus on today. Now, before I go any further in today's program, I want to offer you some free literature and also a free CD. The literature I'd like to offer you today is a booklet that is titled Assurance of Salvation, because I believe that one of the things that can lead people away from suicide is coming to know Jesus Christ and understanding what He promises us in the future. He promises us a new spiritual body, a world without ills. And I believe if you understand that story, you will want to follow Jesus Christ. Get that booklet, Assurance of Salvation. I also want to offer you a full-length sermon CD titled, Why Suffering? In this CD, I look at the biblical reasons as to why there is suffering in the earth. There are some reasons, and people who are despondent and depressed, when they come to understand these reasons, it may give them some solace. It may give them some soothing for their feelings of depression and despondency. Please get both of these items free of charge by calling us toll-free at 1-888-578-8791. That's 1-888-578-8791. Or you can visit our website, www.cgi.org. Go to www.cgi.org. You can also go to our website to learn more about our weekly sermon broadcast. Go to www.cgi.org. Thanks for joining us again on today's program. We're looking at this issue of suicide today, and we talked about various reasons why people commit suicide. Now, 90% of those who commit suicide, who actually go through and complete on it, are suffering from some sort of mental illness, whether it's depression, whether it's anxiety, whether it is PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. So these are some things to be aware of. If you know people who are suffering from these things, a lot of our veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, if you look at the statistics on the average population and veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, you will find that the suicide rates of those veterans are much higher than the regular population. You will also find that many of these individuals who commit suicide are not aware of some of the solutions, some of the things that they could be doing to lead them away from suicide. And I want to make you aware of some of those things today, some of the things to look out for. And I'm going to reference a book by a Dr. Thomas Joyner, and his book is titled Why People Die by Suicide. And he talks about three important components leading to higher risk of suicide. And I want you to listen to what these components are. Number one, he mentions that there's a low sense of belonging or a loss of feeling connected to other people. Now, during volunteer work that I did with a fellow who had schizoaffective disorder, I would meet with this individual once a week, and I would just let him talk to me about whatever he wanted to talk about. And in meeting with him, he was very despondent about life. He often talked about the fact that there was nothing for him in life. He was depressed. He was very negative. But when I looked at his life, I saw there really weren't many people in his life. He really wasn't connected to family members. Close family members were out of state. He didn't have many friends. He lived alone in a home. And I was a type of person that he could vent to. And that's an outlet that some of these people need. If they are able to talk to someone about how they're feeling, that can really help some of these people who may have suicidal tendencies. Another factor that Joyner brings out in his book is a belief in these individuals that they are a burden on other people. They're a burden on their family. They're a burden on their friends in some way. You will find that I remember talking to him, and he mentioned his family or family members who were in another state, and he didn't feel that he was doing anything for them. You'll find this among veterans who may have lost an arm or lost a leg. They can get suicidal because of the fact they feel they're a burden on their family because they are no longer able to take part in the type of work that they could take part in prior to this incident that occurred in the war. You will also find that many police officers have a tendency towards suicidal ideation, and the reason for that is they are dealing with violence, they are dealing with the underbelly of life every day, and this can lead to getting people down about how they feel about life also. A third point that Joyner makes is the ability to enact lethal self-injury, and he addresses this by saying this, that we acquire this ability to get into lethal self-injury through certain life events that occur. So this is his third component. He says certain life events that happen to us might lead us more likely towards suicidal tendencies. Now, what are some of these life events? One of these is if the individual has previously attempted suicide. Of course, that makes a lot of sense. If somebody's tried it once, they may try it again. So you want to keep that in mind when you're dealing with individuals who you may know. Also, if a close friend or family member has tried suicide or been successful in suicide, it may lead to someone trying it because of this close family member who did it. Also, if you know people who are into self-injury, for example, many teens and young adults who are depressed or despondent, what they will do is they will cut their body, usually on their arms, and you might wonder, well, why would someone do that to themselves? Again, you've got to understand these people are very depressed, and just the act of cutting yourself gives you some feeling. They want to feel something that they aren't feeling, and that cutting gives them some type of feeling, even though it's a negative feeling. But people who have done this may be more predisposed towards suicide. Another thing is an habituation to pain. Again, we talked about police officers. We didn't mention firemen who also fall into this category. People who've experienced war, who've seen bloodshed. They see these types of things and it lowers their resistance to violence. It lowers their resistance to pain, and it's much easier for folks who've experienced that to put a gun to their head and pull the trigger than folks who are not experiencing those types of things in life. Now, I want to give us some hope today. I don't want to have this program be a downer. And so I want to turn to the Bible right now and just mention that if you are a Christian and you are sometimes thinking that life isn't worth it, just remember what God says. In Exodus 20 and verse 13, he says, "Thou shalt not kill," or "thou shalt not murder." So we want to follow the dictates of our Lord and Savior here. We want to follow his law and what he's all about. And this would include murdering yourself. When you kill yourself, you're murdering yourself. And that's something we don't want to take in a part of, even though many people are taking part in that particular practice. Now, I can tell you, having worked on a suicide hotline for about 8 months as a volunteer, what I found was many people just wanted to talk. They wanted to vent. And if we can bring up biblical examples, biblical scriptures that we can talk about, it may give these people hope, because I find a lot of hope in the Bible. And let me give you one example of the type of hope I'm talking about over in the book of John chapter 3 and verse 16. John chapter 3 and verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And the reason why this scripture is so important to me is it talks about the fact that you can live on and have everlasting life, but living on in a totally different world. The kingdom of God is mentioned throughout the Bible in various places. The kingdom of God is mentioned by the prophets. And when Jesus talks about this everlasting life that He can give as a gift, He's not talking about the life we're living right now, the life that causes depression or despondency for many people. This is a totally different life. You're changed into a spiritual body, and I'll show you that scripture in a minute. So that's the type of life we're talking about, a totally different, transformed life. And when you read your Bible, you find out about that life, and many people who are suicidal, who are despondent about this life, are not aware of this kingdom of God and what it's all about. So I believe that's one avenue to follow in trying to bring some hope to individuals who may be suffering from suicidal tendencies. Let me turn you over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I want to show you a scripture there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me pick it up there, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now, this is called the resurrection chapter. It's one of the most important chapters of the Bible, I believe. And the reason I believe that is it actually lays out what the resurrection is all about, how it happens, how it's going to occur. And that is the hope that many Christians have, this hope in everlasting life that is going to be in a transformed spiritual body that's similar to the body of God the Father and God the Son. Now let me pick it up here over in verse 44 of 1 Corinthians 15. It says, "It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly." Now get this, verse 49. "As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." Now that's awesome when you think about it. What does it mean to bear the image of the heavenly? Read about what happened after Jesus' resurrection. He was able to appear in the midst of His disciples out of nowhere. They wondered how He got into that room. He just appeared. That's what's going to happen when you get born again in that future kingdom. That would excite anybody to the hope of that everlasting life in the future. It's not a everlasting life that we're experiencing now. It's a totally different and transformed life that Jesus promises to those who come to believe in Him. That's something that I think can excite anyone if they're aware of that particular story. Now let me drop down into verse 50 of 1 Corinthians 15. "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." So not everyone will die at the time of Christ's second coming. Those who are alive may still stay alive as they are transformed into this spiritual body. Verse 52, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible." Incorruptible meaning they cannot die again. They will be raised, and we shall all be changed. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let me repeat that. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Many people who get depressed and despondent and down feel that their labor in this world is of no avail, that there is no purpose to life, there is no meaning anymore, and it causes them to commit suicide. Your Bible is full of example after example as to why life is so important, why the maintenance of life is so important. And even the sufferings we go through in life are for our edification, our knowledge, our understanding, because of the life we will lead in that future kingdom of God. We can be kings and priests and lead other people who will not be aware of what God's ways are. That's an awesome responsibility. There's an opportunity for all of us to have that opportunity in God's future kingdom, and you can read about it in the pages of your Bible. I suggest you get to talking to these people you know who are feeling down, who are feeling depressed. Let them know why you have a hope in life, why you are positive about life, even in the midst of problems and issues that we all experience. Everyone experiences problems and issues. Many people are able to overcome them, and one of the reasons is many people believe in the hope that Jesus Christ can bring us. So I believe it's important for us to be aware of what the Bible has to say on this particular subject. Now, the last thing I want to get into on today's program is that we need to be aware of these types of things, because part of being a Christian is helping out your brothers and sisters in the world today. And one way you can do this is just by talking to people, letting them talk to you. Be a good listener. During my time on that suicide hotline, I hardly said a word, and I was trained to not say too much. They wanted us to just be the receptacle that these people could talk into. These people needed a sounding board who are going through these issues and problems in life. Many of them don't have an outlet to somebody else. Try to be an outlet for other people who are down, who are depressed, who are having problems in life. Just listening to them can do wonders for how they're going to feel about something, knowing that there's somebody out there who cares, who gives a darn about them. That can be a major difference in their life. Now, what we want to do on today's program is we want to offer you some more information on this particular subject, and we're going to be doing that when we get to a final commentator who will address this issue a little bit more at the close of this program. I also want you to understand that we did offer you some free literature on this program. We offered you the booklet, Assurance of Salvation. We also offered you a free CD, Why Suffering, which gets into one of the major reasons as to why people commit suicide, because they are suffering in life and they need some outlet because of that suffering. That number that I gave you earlier was 1-888-578-8791, and the website is www.cgi.org in order to order that free literature and that free CD. Now, again, stay tuned, because I want to turn it over to my colleague who's going to talk a little bit more about this subject. And again, remember, the statistics are there that prove that suicide is a major problem today in the world. 10 to 20 million people a year are trying to kill themselves. 1 million people a year are succeeding at killing themselves. This is something we need to address as believers in Jesus Christ, who brings us a hope about life, who focuses on the positive aspects of life. We want to get this across to those individuals who may be feeling differently and not understanding what this hope is all about and how their lives can be transformed. Stay tuned as my colleague takes it away. Wow, what a program Mike had today on suicide, a very serious subject. And lots of people, it was told to us and was illustrated very much so by the statistics that Mike shared with us of over 10 million people around the world a year that attempt this. This is a very serious subject. Almost 1 million a year around the world successfully conduct this method of death. Clearly, there's a lot of reasons for getting people to the point where they do come to the brink of considering suicide, and of which, by the way, medication is not to be de-emphasized. A lot of pharmaceuticals that we take today can be very dangerous and are indeed labeled, do provide or can cause suicidal tendencies. So beware, my friends, of the pharmaceuticals, the medication that you may be on. However, that's not to dismiss the fact. Depression, despondency, disappointment, and missed expectations can all feed to the source of driving a person to the brink of where they're considering suicide. We need, in our lives, a counterintuitive force. Ideas, reinforcements psychologically in our emotions to prevent us from even considering this kind of idea or solution to our life, because it's not a solution. Jesus Christ and a relationship with Him, I can assure you, can indeed fill that void. It fills it with information that is scattered in salt and pepper throughout your Bible. Good information, my friends, like in Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus encourages us to keep this life in perspective. There's a far greater purpose to live for, a much more overriding reason for your life. But if it does overwhelm you, He mentions in Matthew chapter 11 that if you get burdened with your conditions and circumstances, come unto Him. He'll give you the rest. Don't take things and own them. Draw boundaries and understand. Give them to God, especially if you can't control those circumstances. Won't you let us help you to better understand how to do this? Dial now 888-578-8791. Ask the operator for our two offers, Assurance of Salvation and the one-hour presentation by Mike James himself titled Why Suffering. Both of these offers will help you to better understand how you can distance yourself from suicidal tendencies. My friends, this is Bill Watson, reminding you always, as we often do, you keep on that armor of God so that you may be able to stand in these evil days.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.